Color Guard Commander, are the colors and standards present?
Colors and standards are present, sir.
Post the colors.
Color Guard Dan Hutt. Carry on. Right face. Drum. Forward march.
Please join me in unison as we offer our invocation, which you will find it written in your program. Giver of all things, we thank thee for the United States of America and the founding fathers and mothers who gave us our freedom, for the air that gives us the breath of life, and for the sun that warms us, for happy homes, and the friends we love. May we show our thankfulness by giving as freely as we have received in service to our country and in helping those in need. In the name of Him who gave us His life for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Prepare to post. Post colors.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, if you would, please join me with our pledge to the Sons of the American Revolution, which is also in your program. We, descendants of the heroes of the American Revolution, who by their sacrifices established the United States of America, reaffirm our faith in the principles of liberty in our constitutional republic and solemnly pledge ourselves to defend them against every foe. You may be seated. First of all, I want to welcome all of you here today. This is something that our chapter takes pride in doing. I believe we've done this now for about 8 years in a row, and we're always glad to see everyone come out and be with us on this occasion. I offer no apologies because I do not have a Philadelphia accent. But anyway, we're going to have a good time today as we go through and read the Declaration of Independence. But first of all, I have a special presentation to make. And if Jeff Baggett would come forward, I want to make a presentation to Jeff. Jeff, this first is a certificate of appreciation. Jeff has served for the Brigade Color Guard for this district for several years now. And this was given to him by the Kentucky Society back a few months ago, and we're just now getting it to Jeff, but we want to congratulate Jeff for his service to the SAR. Yes. Jeff has also been recognized for the Youth Education Medal. A few years ago, the National Society of the Sons of the American Revolution has established this award for those that to receive recognition for their educational presentations to our youth. And Jeff has been given this medal in appreciation and recognition for his service for 15 educational presentations in support of our youth educational outreach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Steve.
The Declaration of Independence was the first statement by a nation's people asserting their rights to choose their own government. The Declaration was written largely by Thomas Jefferson with assistance from John Adams and Benjamin Franklin. It was adopted by the Continental Congress on July the 4th, 1776, a date we now celebrate the birth of America. There were 56 signers of the Declaration. They mutually pledged to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Five signers were captured by the British and brutally tortured. Nine fought in the Revolutionary War and died from either their wounds or for hardships of the war. Two lost sons in the war, and two had sons captured. At least a dozen had their homes pillaged and burned. Now, as we hear the reading of the Declaration of Independence, in my opinion, it's the greatest American document ever written. I hope each would reflect and remember all that have struggled and sacrificed for our nation. And as it's being read, feel free to boo, hiss, clap, or take a part as you see fit as Jeff delivers this great document to us this morning, just as it would have been delivered in 1776. So Jeff, if you will come forward.
I bring for you word from Philadelphia. In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
And the Creator, not the King.
Right.
That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Amen. Yeah.
and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And to institute new government. Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as they seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed would dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them to utter despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future of their security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of this present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts be considered by a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions upon the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions from within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions for the appropriation of new lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing the judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent upon his will alone for their tenure of their offices and the amount of payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new officers and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out their substance. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil powers. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes upon us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule to these colonies. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with the power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and by waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coast, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with the circumstance of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous of ages and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation.
Woman against himself.
He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in our attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstance of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and our correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold all the rest of mankind, enemies in war and in peace, friends. We therefore, the representative of these United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. Yeah. Yeah. That they are absolved of all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. Yeah. Yeah. And that as free and independent states, they have the full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all the other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Would you please rise as we toll the bell in honor of these original 13 free and independent states.
Virginia, founded 1607. New Hampshire, founded 1622. New York, founded 1624. Massachusetts Bay, founded 1630. Maryland, founded 1632. Connecticut, founded 1635. Rhode Island, founded 1636. Delaware, founded 1638. North Carolina, founded 1653. South Carolina, 1663. New Jersey, founded 1664. Pennsylvania, founded 1681. And Georgia, founded 1733. We will now have our flintlock and cannon salute. Thank you, gentlemen. As we come to the close of our ceremony today, I will ask Jeff if he would come up and offer our benediction. And following the benediction, we will all sing together in celebration song of our Independence Day, My Country 'Tis of Thee. After we finish our singing, we will have over here on this table a copy of the Declaration of Independence, and we welcome all young and old to come over and put their signature on the bottom of this precious document. Thank you for coming today.
Please pray with me. Father, we thank you for these inspired words of this glorious document. Words that I fear many in our culture, in our country, have forgotten or simply have never known about. May we take them to heart. May we see the depth in them. May we be grateful for what those men wrote and what they declared and what it gave us. And we pray this together in the blessed name of our one true King, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And inside your paper, there are the words, "To my country, 'tis of thee." You may have noticed it. Did anyone see the coronation of the British king, the new British king, recently on the television? You may have recognized the tune. You thought, what are they doing? They're playing "My Country, 'Tis of Thee." But actually, that's their song. It's called "God Save the King." And we appropriated that early on in American life. We just changed the words because we don't need a British king, but we call it "My Country, 'Tis of Thee." And so we have two verses here, and I'm counting on you, and I'm counting on Steve is going to sing loudly at my side. Ben, old Ben from Southern Philadelphia. But please join me in singing the song. Stand if you would. We all sing better when we're standing.
"My country, 'tis of me, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' cry, from every mountainside, let freedom ring."
Next verse. Declaration of Independence. Thank you.